The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And, of course, we're at 8 a.m. for those of you listening to us in Central Time. Dave Krieger with you here. Thanks so much for joining us on the Power Hour for hour number two of today's show. And, of course, the telephone number, if you're calling in our show hours, which is 8 to 10 Eastern Time, 7 to 9 Central Time, is 844-769-8944. 844-760. I'm getting my phone numbers all messed up here this morning. Just too much going on here. And I can't get my mind off of this case that I was talking about in the last hour at the beginning of the hour. We were talking about Jeff Wenger and Scott Shara being on the show with us here because we've had Scott on the show multiple times before talking about his daughter, Grace, who in my book was murdered by St. Elizabeth's Hospital in Wisconsin. And Grace, who was 19 at the time, had Down syndrome. And we talked all about the protocols. We talked all about the lawsuit that had been filed. And, of course, now Jeff Wenger is with us. He's the host of the Patriot Wagner. Review. Wagner? Okay, I got it here. Wagner, thank you for that. He's a Midwestern dad, Christian, constitutional, conservative American. Fits with all the narratives of our listening audience, that's for sure. And, of course, he live streams the Patriot Review on Rumble and Clout Hub and every Sunday at 4 Central. The episodes are then posted to Frank's Speech and other platforms afterwards. I'm hoping I'm getting this right. There's a new release. There's a new movie. This is a new film called Breaking the Oath. And Jeff and Scott, welcome to the show. Scott, once again, Jeff, for the first time, I haven't had a chance to talk to you.
Thanks for having us.
So the thing is with this, the new film, I'll let you go ahead and tell me what it's about.
All yours, well, Jeff.
So Breaking the Oath is a story, obviously, that centers around Grace's story. And you're very familiar with that. If you're listening to Dave, as he's mentioned in the past, he's covered it several times. But it also goes into a broader picture, a larger scope of what's going on in the world today and the purpose behind what we've been seeing related to COVID specifically and other things. And in this case specifically, it's global depopulation and the effort to really through acts of genocide reduce the population to about 500 million people, which is the end goal. And we talk a lot about that, and we have a lot of great participants in the documentary itself. And one of those is Vera Shirov, who's very well versed, being a Holocaust survivor and seeing some of these things before. So that's part of it. There's also a part about experiences that some of the cast members had during the worst times of COVID when it was first around. And then there's a segment that Scott was involved in saving the gentleman's life, who appears in this documentary as well. So along with that, we have some suggestions for what people can do to protect themselves. So there's a lot to it. It's an hour and 40 minutes long approximately. And it's been received very well so far, which has really been a blessing for both of us.
Now, you premiered this in Appleton, Wisconsin, which is where Ascension Health's St. Elizabeth's Hospital is located, right?
Very close by, yeah, in De Pere, Wisconsin. So very close. Theater was full. I think we're there for probably 45 minutes afterwards until we had to basically leave the theater because they had another event coming. We're answering questions. You know, so it was received very, very well. And, you know, during the whole project, I think Scott and I would agree. You know, we weren't quite sure how it'd be received because we're so far into this that, you know, putting it together, I think, you know, you have not blinders on, but you just never know because you're so involved in the project itself that I think we were all very pleasantly surprised, Scott and his family and myself and everybody involved.
I couldn't agree more with that. Yeah. I mean, it was a gift to have the premiere in a local theater and have the audience participation, and how it was received was fantastic. You know, Jeff worked exceedingly hard on this. You know, I was somewhat of his helper. We did a lot of editing together, which was wonderful. But what was really neat is it was about a 2-month lag after we had 98% of the edits done before I saw it again, which I saw it then in the theater live. And that gap helped because that, like Jeff said, you're in the trees and you can't see the forest because you're in the edits. But then when you had that 2-month lag and then I see it live in the theater, it has a wow factor to it.
It does. I get it. And so the bigger thing is that you mentioned, Jeff, the $500 million. This was exactly the figure that was on the Georgia Guidestones before they got destroyed. Apparently, people are starting to wake up and retaliate. I mean, that was very much evidenced at the Halt Hospital homicide event in San Antonio that I was the host of. And I'm not, you know, again, I can't pat myself on the back because these are people like you, Scott, that suffered at the hands of, you know, they were all families of victims of this mess. The government actually promoted it. They have a duty to protect, I think it's called general welfare. I can understand why you call the title of the movie Breaking the Oath, because they all allegedly took an oath to uphold the Constitution. And that's to protect our civil rights. But instead, they issued directives and protocols that did just the opposite. In fact, they incentivized, and a lot of people out there may be hearing this for the first time because we have some new radio stations that are joining us here on the network. You may be hearing for the first time and are scratching your head going, wait a minute, what is this all about? What do you mean they were murdering people? You know, why did I hear Sarasota Memorial Hospital in Sarasota, Florida? Why did I constantly hear it from families that they were giving remdesivir, which Brian Artis refers to as run death is near? Why do they give them that and then put them on a ventilator and blow out their lungs and kill them? And I would like to see their bank statements to see how many payments they got from the United States government for each person that they murdered, because that's the way I'm looking at it. That's my opinion, of course. And if, you know, Sarasota Memorial, listen up now. You want to sue me, I get discovery. Just remember that. I remember about hearing from Brian Artis and everybody else when they would go to your meetings at Sarasota Memorial Hospital, that you would pack the whole place with employees and everybody else. So the media and the doctors that came in there with concerns didn't have a place to sit. And you would even have standing room only when you had your board meeting so that nobody could expose you. Well, the truth is out. And with movies like Breaking the Oath and the two of you, are you taking this thing out on the road now that you premiered it?
Well, that's a great question. It really depends on how it's received. We did a national press release, and now the time is, you know, booking the interviews. But then, you know, other theaters becomes an opportunity. We just don't know where God's going to take it. And, you know, it's everything that we're doing, you know, relative to Grace's case is time consuming. So, for example, the lawsuit that we're in, yesterday I had 10 hours on the lawsuit, 5 hours on the phone and Zoom calls with attorneys, and 5 hours reviewing documents. So, you know, there's, you know, the time, you know, everything is urgent is the problem, Dave.
Well, it is, Scott. The thing is that, you know, I being involved in litigation as a paralegal, I can tell you, it just changes the mindset. I've talked about this relative to foreclosures, because you literally, when you know you're going to be kicked out of your house, this is almost as, you know, like losing a daughter. That's even worse. But the thing is that, you know, you change, your whole attitude changes, your mindset changes, your personality changes. I'm glad that you put God number one in your life on this whole thing, because there wouldn't be a sane moment in your life if you didn't. And this is one of the things that I appreciate, the fact that you are sharing this Breaking the Oath film on multiple platforms like Rumble for free. And we even have a link, if you want to buy it, that we're going to put on the email blast that we send everybody out when you click on our newsletter link on thepowerhour.com.
I'd like to just say, David, that Scott is wrapped up. He's busy in all these things, and that's precisely the point. That's what they want to do, and that's why you're seeing all of these attacks coming from all different fronts. You know, it's not just COVID. It's everything else as well. Everything you see in the news, you know, so they want to keep us busy. They want to keep us divided. For me personally, breaking the oath, you know, it's also the oath that the doctors supposedly take, that is to do no harm, you know, and that is the real oath that we were focused on during this, at least as it pertains to Grace's case. But, you know, for me, people can go to America First Productions. They can see this documentary for free. As you mentioned, it's on Rumble, it's on other platforms, as you mentioned. But where it goes from here, me personally, I don't have everything that Scott has on my plate. I have other documentaries coming, I have my show I do, you know, but I'm personally willing to invest much more time to put this out there. And yeah, I just want to make sure that's clear to anybody listening that has any thoughts of, you know, taking this and running with it and showing it or anything like that. So, and I can be contacted directly through that website, America First, with the number one, stproductions.com, to help do that.
Right. Now, the thing is,
absolutely. I want to emphasize that and add that, you know, Jeff did this all on his own time. When you see the quality and what was put into it, he wants to get this out, and so do I, of course. It's just the, you know, leveraging the time. Jeff is fantastic. He is exceedingly capable at getting this message out, you know, and that helps a lot, because if I have to do all the personal interviews too, or joint with Jeff, there's such a limited amount of time right now. So, you know, anybody listening that wants to help us get this out, please contact Jeff directly. It's super important.
Well, I know, Scott, you can't really talk about the inside info on the case. I know you can't share it because this is sensitive stuff. But as far as procedure goes, because any kind of an action like this, which this is a civil suit, there is discovery. Have you started that process yet?
No. So what the process, you know, discovery is likely months away. So just from a technical timeline, we filed the lawsuit on April 11th. We have until October 11th to do the amended complaint. So we're going to obviously beat that timeline. But there's a hoop that is in between. In Wisconsin, there's state-mandated mediation. The drop-dead date for that is June 28th. So we can't do anything until June 28th. We did receive... So when we sued the hospital, five doctors, two nurses, and then we left it open to sue John and Jane Doe's as discovery happens. So we did receive all the responses by the deadline, which was May 15th. That's what I was spending the time on yesterday, is going through all of their responses with the legal team, because that will generate our amended complaint. And, you know, what is quite interesting with their responses, I would like to hit a couple if you don't mind.
Not at all.
All right. So, you know, in Ascension's response, Ascension is the hospital system, and you were talking about the money before. I'll just connect the dots with Ascension. Ascension is the largest Catholic hospital system in the United States. They're the second largest nonprofit. They received, by my math, $10 billion in government bonus payments in the first year of COVID. And, you know, this has been going on before COVID, folks. You know, the hospitals are incentivized to hit codes, to diagnose you with codes that pay more by the insurance companies. So, you know, this has already been in place before COVID. COVID simply exposed it, and then they had murderous codes like they used on Grace and many other people. So now Ascension responds. So what we file, it's called a summons and complaint, as you know. When they respond, it's called an answer. So I'm going to quote a couple of their answers. So, quote, in answer to paragraph 6 of the complaint, deny that Ascension Health directly provides healthcare services. So, you know, I look at this as you, I know you can't make this up. And here's another one. Quote, in answer to paragraph 40 of the complaint, deny that Scott Shira was removed from the hospital. So, I mean, I was removed by an armed guard. Okay, quote, in answer to paragraph 66 of the complaint, deny that the hospital's nursing staff ever refused to assist Grace Shira or any other patient at any time. I mean, they refused to come in the room to resuscitate her with the reversal drug after they gave morphine. Then they have what's called affirmative defenses. So affirmative defense number 6, quote, any and all injuries or damages sustained by plaintiffs may be a direct and proximate result of the negligence and or decisions made by the plaintiffs. So, you know, this is the kind of foolishness that we've got to respond to. They did admit two things. So everything is a denial and foolishness, but then they did admit two things. Number one is they admitted Grace was admitted to the hospital, and then, quote, in answer to paragraph 74 of the complaint, admit that Grace Shira passed away. You know, at least I looked at that as a miracle. They admitted something.
Well, two things they admitted. One, she was a patient. Yeah, I get that. But see, here's the thing. Scott, based on everything that we've been talking about previously on the show, they're admitting to things that, you know, they're obvious. I mean, she was there. You were escorted out. Your other daughter was there with her, and you were watching her die on Facebook, or FaceTime, rather. I mean, you're watching all of this stuff, and your daughter is saying, we need to help. The video is there. I'm assuming you saved that video. I mean, what do you think a jury's going to do when this finally goes to trial and they see it? And I understand about mediation and the fact that, you know, nothing. I don't believe that much of anything is going to come out of this thing, because first off, in any kind of mediation with a hospital like this, they're going to want to basically say, we're not admitting to any wrongdoing, but we're going to give you a check. Go away. You know, this is it. And it's going to be a cheap low ball. This is exactly what you can expect from the insurance company attorneys that are representing Ascension Health. I mean, are you seeing it that way?
Well, I see it exactly that way. And, you know, thankfully, the legal team that we have, they are exceedingly good. I'm very impressed with them. And their attitude towards me speaking out is, Scott, you're knocking it out of the park in the press. Keep speaking out. We'll figure out what to say based on what you say. So, you know, they're not holding me back. I can say anything.
Well, here's a bigger thing, though. I mean, I can't let go of this. Precedex, Ativan, morphine. Right on the tip of my tongue. This is how much this stuff sticks with me, Scott, when we have these conversations. This is the drug cocktail that they murdered your daughter with, in my book.
I agree 100%. I mean, we have an intensivist who said the meds killed your daughter. The original doctor who helped me review the records before I knew anything medically, she came to the conclusion right away this was intentional. It took me a long time to wrap my head around the intentional piece, but now, you know, now I'm there. But I mean, she said that in the first, you know, we had the records 3 weeks after Grace died. Her and I reviewed those records in the next week, and she already concluded intentional way back then.
Well, see, the intent, that's where punitive damages come in, is basically because it was intentional. But the bigger problem here, you say what now?
What's that? That's where criminal charges come in.
Well, yeah, it is, because if you can show this in civil, you can bring it in criminal. The thing is that, you know, we were told in no uncertain terms, you know, when you filed the lawsuit, we're told that, you know, obviously there's a period of discovery, which now you're telling me is in October. The end of it is in October or June. They have until mediation, then October for discovery. The thing is that there's going to be depositions done, and they're going to obviously depose you because they're going to try to discredit you. This is exactly what they do. And so to me, And you can comment on this, Jeff, that this is breaking the oath, and all the press that this is getting is basically getting out ahead of and in front of these depositions that are soon to take place.
Well, I think that's right. But, you know, I think that even more than that, it's bringing people awake who are still, for some reason, not wanting to believe that this is even possible in the United States. I got an email from a chiropractor gentleman and his wife, an RN, last night at almost midnight. And they, you know, are talking about his parents who both passed away, both due to the same type of thing. And he's just now reaching out. So there are some people that are, you know, who are still grieving so much that they haven't processed through this, and they're just now coming awake. So I think that not only does breaking the oath get out in front of that, but when people see it, it gives them a voice to at least start the process that they need to go through to realize, you know, what's really been happening. And then they start asking questions like this gentleman was, what can I do about it?
Yeah, and that's what I want to cover that as well.
I just want to add, that's very well said, Jeff. And interestingly, I received a call yesterday also from a friend of mine and his wife who attended, and they brought his mom to attend the live event in Tapir. And he told me that, you know, he's been trying to convince his mom of this for about 10 years already, and the film woke her up. Yeah, so Jeff's right on. That's the bigger purpose of the film. The film isn't about getting out in front of the legal case. The legal case is a piece of a puzzle, but the whole puzzle is helping people wake up to save lives.
Well, no, but it does garner support. You can't tell me it doesn't, because I'll tell you what, after going to this HaltHospitalHomicide.com convention, and there's a website up there, and I know you know those folks because you've been communicating with them, Scott. And this is the thing. It started a national blowback on all of this stuff and what these hospitals are doing, to where, I mean, I had Nicole Sapp, who was an ICU nurse whose own father worked in the very hospital that killed him. And one of the charge nurses, when they were making the rounds, was heard to say, that man in that room right there is getting everything he deserved because he didn't take the jab. I mean, it's right in front of her, right in front of the daughter. And it's like the daughter is a nurse, and the daughter's like, wait a minute, what is with these protocols? And see, he didn't even die of COVID. No, this is very similar circumstances, and they're still trying to get to the bottom of this. This is one of the reasons why HaltHospitalHomicide.com and several other people that are out there that are concerned put out these types of documents. Is it very similar to what you are doing as far as how you can stop all of this from happening to your loved one in the hospital? Are you putting out similar documents like powers of attorney and things like that?
On Grace's main website, OurAmazingGrace.net, there's a hospital hostage tab, and that tab has a rescue hotline along with the documents that people absolutely should have as part of preparation, the power of attorney documents, the advanced directives, which are critical. But, you know, there's never been a document that saved somebody's life, and the man who's in the film, Robert Pazer, who my wife Cindy and I rescued from a Green Bay hospital last November, he's a great example. We went in with the documents and went through them with him. His power of attorney was there. Then we went through them with the doctor. And after we went through, so one of the medical directives was very specific, no jabs. And 45 minutes afterward, the nurse came in to give him the COVID flu jab. And so if you don't have a physical advocate there to stop these behaviors, you know, the documents can't do it on their own. They are going to, they're going to follow the orders they have. You know, it's a sick statement what I just said, but it is the reality. They're going to follow orders versus what the family wants.
So let me get this straight. You go rescue a guy. You show the doctor all this stuff. And 45 minutes later, a nurse comes in with something that could be deemed at this juncture lethal to the patient you're trying to get out of there after the doctor was told no jabs, and she's coming in to give him a jab. And obviously he didn't get the jab, right?
Yeah, we stopped her.
Jeez. I mean,
that's what this has become. you know, the documents are important, but having physical advocacy is absolutely critical. And the advocate, this is not the time to be nice. You are hiring a person to do a job, and if they don't want to follow your directions, they should be fired. Then the hospital has responsibility. Go ahead.
Scott, it's worse than that. If you were to take that needle out of the nurse's hand and stick her with it and inject her with it, that would be considered assault. Now, you turn around and you give a directive that legally lays the framework, and she comes in and attempts to do that, and if she were to succeed, that would be considered assault. Now we're talking criminal. Now we're talking criminal charges to get folks. You need to understand exactly what we're facing here. Scott Shara's situation and what he's talking about, that's a living example of everything that's going on in our hospital systems right now, which is why I refer to them as death camps. You cannot trust modern medicine these days because you don't know what kind of treatment you're going to get when you go in there. I mean, am I overreacting here, guys?
You're not at all. It's critical to understand. So this is another piece of it. So you said that would be criminal, and that's 100% right. What they did to Grace is criminal. The problem isn't people who are objective and reasonable calling a spade. It's then what do you do with it? Because now the whole system is corrupt. You know, the odds of us winning Grace's case, is the judiciary corrupt? And the answer to that is yes. I mean, in the Brooke Jackson case, the judge threw out the case. I mean, that's insane. You know, so what's going to happen in Grace's case? I mean, it is truly a crapshoot, and it shouldn't be. It's plainly obvious. But to rely on getting justice in a corrupt system, no, you've got to take it into your own hands, folks. That's what I'm trying to tell people. Take it into your own hands. I'm not talking about taking a gun into the hospital, but you've got to take your health in your own hands. You know, these doctors are coached on how to be nice, how to be salesmen, because that helps the bottom line. Do not trust them. You've got to do your own research. You've got to insist on informed consent. It is not the time to be nice in a hospital.
Well, and you also have to understand, too, folks, that what happened with Grace Shara is that the doctors came in and laid out a DNR form and said, oh, no, she's DNR. We can't resuscitate her. And you're the whole time screaming, we never signed a DNR. She never signed a DNR. They all of a sudden put these illegal DNRs in the file. And the next thing you know, oh, we don't have to render treatment. She's DNR. And there's a Wisconsin statute that you cited the last time that you were on the show. We have some new listeners out there. You want to rephrase that?
Sure. I mean, they violated the Wisconsin statute, and the Department of Safety and Professional Services, who is the regulatory agency for the doctor's licenses, they support the doctor. They said the state statute doesn't apply in a hospital setting. So that means a doctor in Wisconsin, and believe me, this applies all over the place, the doctor can put a DNR on somebody anytime he wants without permission. So that's what the official position is. So in our lawsuit, we're going for a declaratory judgment against that foolishness. But big deal, Grace is dead. Okay? So you've got to sue for your rights, and then it's a crapshoot to win. I mean, this should be what's going on is in the old school that I'm from. Everybody, we had differences of opinion. Liberals and conservatives always fought, but we never went outside the rule box. Now they're going outside the rule box.
Of course they are. 28 minutes after the hour here on the Power Hour, folks, we have Jeff Wagner, the host of the Patriot Review, and Scott Shara, whose daughter was, in my book, murdered by St. Elizabeth's Hospital up in Wisconsin. Of course, there's a civil suit going on right now. We're going to be back with them to discuss a little bit more of this here on the Power Hour. Stay with us. Be right back.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health, as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on a lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that. And I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Two minutes after the hour here, Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour, where OptiVita products are all 10% off this week. You got two more days to get your orders in with Jay and Linda over at the Power Mall. You can either call them at 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. You can also visit us on substack.com. We appreciate your donations as well. If you want to send them by snail mail to P.O. Box 14921 Springfield, Missouri 65814, or you can contact us on the support at thepowermall.com or support at thepowerhour.com or give us a call directly to make a donation. We appreciate that. And, of course, somebody's going to be winning one of those Rick Satellite USA.com systems. We're going to be giving away one of those systems because of a donation to the Power Hour to a lucky listener. All you have to do is write us at support@thepowerhour.com. Let us know why you deserve one of those systems, and we'll put you in the hopper. And you only have to do it one time. You know, we've got letters from everybody, but if you haven't had a chance to put them in, you can email us at support@thepowerhour.com or send us a snail mail letter to the P.O. Box 14921 Springfield, Missouri 65814 address I just gave you. We have been talking with Jeff Wagner, Scott Shara. They have a new film out called Breaking the Oath, which is available to watch on multiple platforms, including Rumble. And this, of course, talks all about what these doctors, it's called a Hippocratic Oath. And it looks like just the opposite is happening in hospitals right now. Scott, have you had a chance to, you've worked with Carolyn Blakeman, haven't you?
Yes.
Yeah, we've had her on this show, too. And this is where the Halt Hospital homicide scenario came from. I'm just so sorry that we did not actually have a chance to have you at the convention like we did Tom Rentz and several dozens of other families that came from all over the country to be at this event to share their story about what they had to do or didn't do. There was also a solution factor involved in this, too, because there was a gentleman there that had a program that was able to assimilate medical bills so that you could go in and look at when doses of certain things were given. You've actually managed to get all that information on Grace's case, did you not?
Well, all is, we'll find out. I mean, we don't have close to all. So when we get into discovery, we'll be able to subpoena the rest of the records that we don't have. So we have about 1,300 pages, which was more than enough to put the case together. But we want to get everything so that we can convince the jury beyond a shadow of a doubt as to what happened. So that'll happen as things go on. I am concerned a bit about this hospital murder lane because what I'm seeing happen. So you just mentioned Tom Renz. I really like Tom. I've gotten to know him. But I am concerned because 2 weeks ago he came out with the whistleblower testimony. That whistleblower had come to us a little over a year ago when she saw the billboards on Gateway Pundit. She has a Down syndrome daughter. And so we referred her to Tom to get whistleblower status. But all of that aside, when he's talking about the murder lane, the conclusion, and I want to make sure that people understand this is no conclusion. Tom was recommending a congressional committee for an investigation into hospital murders. And I could not disagree more with that because that's the fox guarding the hen house. These congressmen are directly involved with what's going on. They all passed Obamacare in 2010 and refused to repeal it when they had the chance. So to have a congressional investigation into hospital murders is a complete waste of time and will end up wasting. It would be another dialectic to get us off track as to what's happening. We need to focus on what is literally happening. They are still murdering people today, and the PREP Act is still in place today. And people need to be on guard. So, I mean, that's what I'm talking about is we need to be on guard. And I don't want a congressional investigation. I don't want people even thinking that that is a solution to this.
No, it isn't, because we're all just going to have nothing but political theater. That's all it's going to be. It's going to be another one of those things I talked about in the last hour. You know, like on the movie The Distinguished Gentleman, where you get Lane Smith playing the chairman of the Power and Energy Committee, and he's over there, patting him on the back, and we'll just have a little committee hearing here, and it'll all go away. Don't worry. You see, this is the garbage that goes on because nothing in political theater ever gets done. Jeff, you've been messing with the Patriot Review for quite a while now. I mean, you don't see anything any different in Congress, do you? We have Jeff Wagner with us still?
Oh, Jeff,
I'm here. Sorry, I had
there he is. Okay.
Skype. Yeah. So I was just responding that if there's any positive out of it at all, it's that they would be kept busy from doing something even, something worse. but I agree absolutely 100%, the other thing I think folks need to realize is it's not just the healthcare system. It's almost every system. This is everywhere. I did an interview. You mentioned the Patriot Review. I've been doing it 3 years. Started after January 6th, what I call the American Reichstag fire.
Yeah.
And the thing is that, you know, I did an interview with a woman who spent time in the in child health services. She was, you know, in foster care, and the same thing applies there. That, you know, there are all these codes, and did you know, for example, that the foster homes, they get more government funding with the larger number and more severe behaviors listed for each child. So there's absolutely no motivation to help the child. The motivation is, you know, let's turn in all of these this paperwork and these documents that say this child is this, this, and this. And the worse it gets, the more you're paid.
Yep. Show me the money. Yeah. Show me the money. Yeah.
I say that to say this, that everybody needs to understand that in the end, the victims are the people we care the most about, which are our children and grandchildren. They're the victims of everything we're seeing.
Wow.
More so than us. Right.
Yeah. That's sad. Bill in Illinois, do you have a question for our guests?
Yeah, I got to say, you know, I found this out a long time ago, that maybe about 10, 12 years ago, doctors should not be allowed to get a commission on the drugs that they prescribe to their patients. That gives them an incentive to just, you know, shoot out drugs. And I know that for a fact, because I heard on the radio, and then when I confronted my doctor with it back then, it was a female doctor, she told me, yes, William, we do get a commission on it. And you know, it's just wrong. And then I remember back when Obamacare just started, it was on a Sunday, I was driving back home, there was a talk show going on, a doctor was coming back from that big conference they had in Washington, D.C., and he told the radio host that he was leaving the profession. He said that they were told that people after like 80 years of age and older, to just give them comfort care, not to treat them for the problem that they have. And he said, I can't handle that. You know, I'm leaving the profession. So there's just a lot of crazy stuff that's been going on. I just wanted to bring that up.
Well, I appreciate that. Guys, what do you think about it? Is Bill right on?
He's absolutely right on. I was listening to Dr. McCullough yesterday calling that exact thing out relative to the jab, where doctors with giving out the jab were getting in the 106-figure extra bonus income for promoting the jabs. I mean, that's ridiculous.
What he's referring to is nothing more than euthanasia, and that is addressed in breaking the oath as well. From the standpoint of where it's cropped up in history before and what we're facing today. And Scott, you have some specific language from Obamacare that deals with that.
I do. This, Dave, will blow your mind. So for people who are not familiar with Obamacare, as far as the details, it was passed on March 23rd of 2010. It is 974 pages long. Page 141 is what I'm referring to, what Jeff is calling out, and that is section 1553 of Obamacare. The title of that section is Prohibition Against Discrimination on Assisted Suicide. And I'm going to read directly from this section. So I'm going to just paraphrase the introduction. The government, which is the paraphrase, now I'm going to quote, may not subject an individual, that would be a doctor, or an institutional health care facility, that would be a hospital or nursing home, to discrimination on the basis that that entity does not provide any health care item or service furnished for the purpose of causing or for the purpose of assisting in causing the death of an individual, such as by assisted suicide, euthanasia, or mercy killing. So here they're telling us in black and white that Obamacare's purpose is to facilitate death by assisted suicide, euthanasia, and mercy killing. But if there's a doctor or system that doesn't want to participate, they cannot be discriminated against. Interestingly, so that's Section A. Section B of that same section says that if the doctor or institution is discriminated against, their appeal rights are to the Health and Human Services Secretary. Well, that man is likely the most corrupt man on the planet. He is the one solely responsible for declaring a public health emergency for 39 consecutive months based on a complete lie.
Yep. So, we know that now. The big thing is that, you know, they're not ashamed of what they did, and nobody's doing anything to Fauci. Nobody's doing anything to the scarf lady, Deborah Birx, who actually wrote a tell-all book about it and say that they made everything up. I mean, nobody's coming after them for any of this stuff, and we're all sitting here arguing with each other as a family over who's vaccinated and who's not, and you can't come over for Thanksgiving dinner because you'll give COVID to grandma. I mean, this is the garbage that is going on right now that Americans just can't seem to get through their heads. The whole thing was fabricated to get COVID into as many households as possible so the government could scare everybody into taking the real bioweapon, which is the vaccine, which is not a vaccine. It's an emergency use authorization genetic code alternator. They basically stick the stuff in you and it corrupts what God created. Now, the thing is you just read this thing from Obamacare. That's pretty scary stuff. Of course, Pelosi said, well, we have to pass it before we know what's in it, just like everything else, the USA Patriot Act and all the other things that's ripping us off from all of our rights. The bigger thing is that people, if you've ever heard the old saying, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Understand, this is one of the reasons why Scott has done what he's done, along with Carolyn Blakeman and others at HaltHospitalHomicide.com. And they basically have been giving documents out that attorneys have reviewed and established for the purposes of protecting you when you go into one of these death camps. I mean, this is, you know, I'm sorry, I hate to use the word Auschwitz, but I feel like every time I go into a hospital, I can't trust anybody. So, I mean, this is a problem that every American has to face. And I don't think, and I'm going to ask for an opinion from our guests here, I don't think I'm overreacting.
Not at all.
I don't think you're overreacting for a bit. The hard thing for people to understand is that why do you talk the way you do? Why does Jeff? Why do I? And the reason is we believe it. And so once you believe it and you see it with your own eyes, you can't change that. And that is the single most important thing that somebody can do in preparation is educate yourself to the point where now you believe what we're talking about, because then your actions will follow the beliefs and you'll be protected.
Now, I know that a lot of people who's, you know, been victimized, their families are literally suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. That hasn't hit you yet, has it? Or are you suffering?
Wouldn't I be the last to know? I don't know.
You would, but I'm asking the question because I got chewed out by a lady during the convention who jumped my case because I said, look, you've overextended your time. We have other guests that need to speak. Don't tell me to leave. I've got PTSD. I'm going to say everything I need to say. It was a lady from Michigan. So, you know, but the thing is, you know, she had to get it off her chest and she literally blew a cork. And I'm like, oh, my God, this really does affect people like this. It's not that she was chewing me out that was the problem or the focus of my attention. It was the fact that she actually admitted I have a problem. I have a problem because my loved one was murdered in a hospital, and I want to make sure that everybody damn near knows about this and what they've done to him. So, you know, he was the love of my life and just, I mean, literally went on and on about how they had sex. And I mean, it was just, you know, it was crazy. And how they had such a wonderful relationship and talked all about the stuff. I mean, it was predicating to the big lead up. The big lead up is what happens in the final moments. What did they do to cause it? They gave him remdesivir. They put him on a ventilator. They get paid for every single step of the way. I mean, this is what's going on here. It's insane. And people, if you're not waking up to this as to what is going on, you're going to be given the same story if it doesn't affect you and you don't do something crazy with yourself after the fact. Chance, you're on the phone. Go ahead.
Yes, I'll be very quick. My heart breaks for the gentleman who lost his daughter. You know, Dave, when the mafia hires hitmen to kill people, it's illegal. But now it's become legal for the medical profession to become hitmen. People better wake up to what's going on. And with that, I'll keep the gentleman and Mr. Sharon in my prayers. Thank you very much.
We appreciate that, Chance. Thank you. You see, Scott, there's a lot of people out there listening to exactly everything that's going on here, and they get it.
So he's right on. If they did not have a white coat on, they would be in jail for what they did. That white coat gives them a free pass, and that's why we sued the individual doctors and nurses in Grace's case, because we want the whole world to know you don't get a free pass because you have a white coat on. You know, your challenge about PTSD is right. I mean, God bless me with the ability to compartmentalize the story. I mean, I lose it periodically. You know, I cry, deep crying, regularly. I miss my best buddy, but, you know, thankfully he's given me the ability to compartmentalize so that we can move forward and get this word out, get the case going. You know, it's intense. I can only say God is the one that gets the credit for what we're doing.
Well, I appreciate that, Scott, and I pray for you right now in the name of your son, Yeshua. The fact that you're believing is there, your belief system is there, and God is going to deliver you from all of this. And I say that in the name of your son, Yeshua, and your Yahweh is looking over you and making sure that you're okay. He gave you a sound mind. We all know that, and I'm praying in earnest for you that you get delivered from all of this.
Amen.
Thank you, Dave.
Can I get an amen from everybody out there? Patrice in Ohio, you're on the phone with Scott Shara and Jeff Wagner. Go ahead.
Amen.
Thank you.
So, the bottom line is, I don't know when it all started, but that medical profession, those doctors didn't go into it to save people's lives. They went into it for the frickin' money. That's the bottom line. No, who could do this to anybody and just walk away? And just let the system, blame it on the system. If you really took the oath to protect people, there's just no way. And they're probably all in cahoots with Congress, which they're making money off the deal too.
Well, and we've discussed that, Patrice. You know, we brought that up here that, you know, Congress is in on it. I think that Scott and Jeff both know that. I think we all know that. And so, I mean, I appreciate
your... Well, we know that, some congressman's wife, you know, had stock in the vaccine from the get-go, who pretended to act like he was the nemesis of Dr. Fauci.
I know it. It's crazy how Congress works, isn't it?
Patrice, there's just one truth bomb I want to share that's in this movie, Breaking the Oath, and that is that Nurse Aaron, who is at the epicenter there in Elmhurst Hospital in New York, talks about the RNs that came in as on-call RNs getting $10,000 a week to be at this hospital and told straight out, if you don't behave, we'll send you home. And that meant don't challenge us, follow what you're told to do. And that's what, sadly, the majority of them did. Nurse Erin is in the film. She's written a book. She's a godsend.
She is.
I think once you are awake to answer the PTSD question, there is no going back. You cannot think about anything else once you are awake. You are awake for life, and unfortunately, you know, people are minimized and demonized for speaking truth.
They are. I appreciate that commentary, Jeff. Joe in Arkansas, you're on the phone with Jeff Wagner and Scott Shara. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. I just wanted to add that these walk-in clinics that are up everywhere now, they're part of this too. 7 years ago when I was 64, I collapsed and I went to a walk-in clinic, and they basically told me, look, you're 64 years old, you've had a good life, you know, we're not going to do anything for you. Then I went to a chiropractor who was also a very good naturopath, and he told me exactly what my problem was and how to solve it, you know, and how to recover from it. And I did what he said, and I recovered from it. So these walking clinics are part of this whole thing, too.
Wow. I appreciate your enlightenment on that thing. Now I'm beginning to wonder about these emergency care centers, you know, other than, you know, stitching up a wound or something like that. It's like, folks, this is why I'm telling everybody, you got to get your own first aid kit, and it better not just be Band-Aids and iodine. It better be surgical suture kits and everything else, because you may end up having to treat yourself. And all of this stuff is available from medical supply houses. You can buy it online, Bleed Stop especially. You need to be outfitting your first aid kit, because I'm telling you, going to a hospital these days, I'm having a real hard time with this in my mind after talking to these guys. And I appreciate both of you and everything that you're doing here. The movie is called Breaking the Oath. And, of course, Jeff Wagner, the host of the Patriot Review, you spent your time and money putting this together, right?
I did, absolutely. And you know, I myself am disabled and am called to do this. I was a corporate guy for 30 years, and God put me in this position, and I fully believe that, to do exactly this. So,
well, and I appreciate that, everything that you're doing here. You can watch this movie on multiple platforms, including Rumble. And so, folks, if you have the time to do that, and, of course, we have a downloadable version that we're going to be giving you on our email blast if you subscribe to it, to the extended interviews, which you can buy at the link that we're going to give you. And, of course, you know, this is not a commercial pitch for those of you out there. This is information that we are sharing about the healthcare systems around the country. And for those of you in Florida listening, understand that, especially in Southwest Florida, a lot of you there got the jab. A lot of you there bought into this garbage, and a lot of you have lost loved ones, and you're in denial that the medical profession did anything wrong. If that was the case, then places like Sarasota Memorial Hospital would not have packed the deck in these board meetings to keep people like Dr. Brian Artis, who admitted to me in person they did it to keep him from speaking out. Folks, this is what we're up against here. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. It's been an interesting ride today. Thank you, Scott Schar and Jeff Wagner, for joining us on the program. We will be back tomorrow with our Friday edition here on the Power Hour. In the meantime, God bless you, and God bless what's left of the United States of America. See you tomorrow.
Organisms are everywhere, affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And this charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding product. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier. And I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.